It's the Rosie on the House Show.
Yes, it is. Out in the garden this hour, we're broadcasting live from the Arizona State Fairgrounds for the Maricopa County Home and Landscape Show that opens at 10 o'clock. Now listen, if you're a regular subscriber to the weekly email newsletter from Rosie on the House, you received a coupon for a ticket. If you're not a subscriber, you could go to rosieonthehouse.com, go to current active events, click on Maricopa County Home and Garden Show, and you'll find a coupon for buy one, get one free. So that's just a little incentive to get you down here and take a look at all the vendors that'll be on display 10 to 6 today and 10 to 5 tomorrow.
Let's go to Rolland now in Gilbert. We also have Terry in Tempe. Bob, back in Gilbert, in an open line at 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you if you'd like to join us in the garden. Roland, tell us about your palm tree.
I've got these. Thanks for taking the call. My queen palms are probably 15 feet high and 7 years old. They've got all these dead frond husks along the, you know, up the trunk. I want to take them off, but how many should I leave from the top down?
Well, you probably don't want to get within a couple feet of the very top or the crown of the palm where the green fronds are starting to originate from. Stay down a couple feet from there.
Okay.
That helps protect that bud, which is, you know, a palm tree only has one bud, and it's right up in there, what some people call a crown or the heart of the palm, and you don't want to get too close to that and have that get exposed or weakened. So stay down a couple feet from that.
Okay. Thanks a lot.
You're welcome.
We appreciate it. Terry's in Tempe and has a dilemma planting something by the pool. We talk about shade. I do remember growing up we had some citrus trees that we use for a little bit of shade by the pool, but tree roots and plaster, pool plaster, just don't always go that great. Terry?
Mom always loved those trees for the shade it gave y'all in the pool, and I always hated them for the mess they made. I finally got my way. I finally got my way.
Well, I'm trying to get a happy medium.
All right.
I moved into a home that's 22 years old, and they have a beautiful backyard, very lush, or bay, we know. But it has an island in the middle of all the pool deck, and it had an old palm tree I've removed, but it's covered in, I think it's African daisies, it's just massive ground cover. And as you can imagine, every little bit of rain, everything just washes into the pool. What's the best way to either, you know, replant something better in there or cover it up?
Well, it sounds to me like perhaps the grade in that planter is too high. If you were going to redo it, you know, you could dig it down a little bit so it had enough room to hold water when it rained or it got watered, and the water would just stay there instead of running out onto the deck and into the pool. So I don't think it's so much what they have planted in there. It's probably they didn't lower the grade so much. Now, that could have something to do with the old palm tree stump that might still be there. If they just cut it off and didn't grind it down low enough, you may have to do that as well.
Okay.
But that's where I would start. I would try and lower the grade so that it actually held some water. Then, you know, you can plant something like flower, make a flower bed out of it. Maybe you just plant annuals in there twice a year so that it's just pretty with flowers all the time. And you don't have to worry about roots or anything like that.
Okay, so just lower the grade on it?
So what it sounds like to me, a lot of water is introduced, it's running out of the bed and onto the deck, it just sounds to me like it's the grade is just too high.
Okay. I'd like that. Then the flowers would be a great idea. Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
Congratulations on the new home. It sounds like it's a beautiful one. Bob and Gilbert wants to talk about weeds. All right, weeds in his Bob sod and how to deal with them. Welcome to the program, Bob.
Hello. How's it
yes,
going?
Sir. Good.
Good. Got a question. My backyard, I did not put rice seed down my backyard. I got Bob sod last winter. And as my Bob sod is just starting to come in, it's coming in real slowly. I've been fertilizing it now for maybe three times the last 2 months. But it is just being overrun by weeds. And I put down weed and seed, and it's just not doing anything. I'm at a loss. I don't know what to do. It's probably 25% weeds now, and I just cannot get rid of this stuff.
Okay. Well, fertilizer on Bermuda grass is up until about now, you've probably just been wasting money, because when we're still in the low 60s to mid to low 50s at night, that Bermuda is just not going to do much. It's not growing actively, so the fertilizer really isn't helping it. Now that we're up in the mid 60s to low 70s, the fertilizer will really kick in. If you have a weed problem, weed and feeds are not the answer either. If you look at the actual amount of herbicide that's in a weed and feed product, it's awfully small. So you probably need to buy a broadleaf weed killer. In fact, what you really need to do is take some samples of the weeds that you have to your local nursery, have them identify it, and then have them sell you the proper weed killer that will kill the weeds, not hurt your bob sod, and then get some fertilizer on that lawn, maybe even get it dethatched, and you'll be ready to go.
The weed and feed is a preventative maintenance once you've already got them under control.
Yeah, it's something you got a weed here and there, they might take care of.
It's not a weed attack.
No.
There you go. Appreciate the call. We're going to talk about Aleppo Pines with, I believe it's Chauncey after this, as well as your call at 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE-4U.
Sign up for the Rosie on the House weekly newsletter. It's filled with timely gardening and home improvement advice, as well as special offers and discounts you can't find anywhere else. That's rosieonthehouse.com.